Shmos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Moshe Hayaroa son Yisrael. Moshe was the shepherd of the sheep of Yisrael, Chosno, his father-in-law, Kohen Midjan, who was the Kohen of Midjan, by Nahege Es Hatzon, Achar HaMidbar, and he led the flock to the Midbar by Bo Al Har Halokim, Choriv, and he came to the mountain of Hashem, which was in Choriv. Rashi says, Achar HaMidbar, why did he go to the Midbar? Esrachik min HaGezel Shul Yir B'Sodos Achirim. To avoid Gezel, to go to, and not eat from the other people's fields. Ahar Elokim, Al Shemos, meaning obviously Hashem didn't come down to the mountain yet, that was a mountain Torah, but we're calling Ahar Elokim, Al Shem, also the future when the mountain Torah will occur. Pasuk Beis, Vayira, Malach Hashem, Elov, an angel of Hashem appeared to Moshe, Belahabas Ish, he took a sand, a flame of fire in the thorn bush, Vayar, and Moshe saw, Bini Hasne, Bo Erba Ish, the thorn bush was burning, Vahasne in Ukal, but it wasn't being consumed. Rashi says in Pasuk Beis, Belahabas Ish, Bishal Habas Ish, with a flame of fire. Davar Acher, Libu Shal Ish, it's referring to the heart of the fire, Kamaliv Hashemayim, believe Allah, it's like the essence of the fire, the essential fire. Don't question if the source is from the word lamed, beis, lev, what's the tough going at the end? That's what Rashi says, sheesh lamed kiyosuba ma aluma beliba seif. As the word lev is with a tough in the end, but it's referring to lev. Mitochas, now wasn't mean mitochas, now v'lo ilan acher. It wasn't any other tree, mishum ima anochi v'sara. Hashem is saying, I'm with you in pain, and the snez is representative of that. Ukal. Ukal is a reference to ne'achal, same thing as saying, as being eaten, kmo lu'ubaba, wasn't being worked, asher lukach mi sham, that was taken from there. The word ukal is a nifal. Pasuk gimel, vayomer Moshe, Moshe says, asura na, I will turn away now. Ve'eres hamara gadol hazat, and see this great image. Madol lo yivar hasna, why isn't the thorn bush being burnt? Rashi says, asura na means asura mikan eskari of sham, it's prohibited for me to come close. Pasuk down by Yar Hashem kisa the ros, and Hashem saw that he turned away. By Yikra Elav Elokim, Hashem says to Moshe, "Mitochas ne from the thorn within the thorn bush." By Yomer Moshe, Moshe, and Hashem says, "Moshe, Moshe." By Yomer Hanini, Moshe responds, "Behold, here I am." Pasuk Hey, by Yomer, and Hashem says, "Al tekrav halom, don't come closer. Shana lecha me'al reglecha, take off your shoes from your feet. Ki amakom asher atal made alav admas kodesh, the place where you're standing." Is actually a very holy place, right? So shal means shalof, vahotzi, remove and take away. Kemo v'nishal habarzel, the iron will come off, ki shal v'yisecha, when the olives fall off. Rashi continues, Admas Kodesh, what is the word Admas Kodesh? It's referring to Hamakom, and even though the word Admas is Nekeva, and the word Kodesh is Zohar, Admas is another way of saying Makom, which is Lashon Zohar. Pasuk Vav, Vayomer, and Hashem says, Anochi Elkei Avicha, I'm the God of your father, Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, Vayaster, Moshe, Panav Moshe, hid his face, Ki Arei, Mehebit El Halokim, who's afraid from seeing Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem says, Ra'o Ra'isi Es Anyami, I have seen the poverty of my nation, and the pain of my nation, Asher Be Mitzrayim, Vesak Asam Shamati, and their cries I have heard, Mipnei Nogasav, because of their taskmasters, kiyadati es machalav, as I know their pain. Rashi says, kiyadati es machalav, kmo bayid elokim, as we mentioned before, Hashem knew, was mi kolomar, ki semti lev lisponein, bodas es machalav, I focus kviyachol, to understand their pain, vohalamti inai, and I didn't close my eyes, vo et om es aznai mitzakasam, in order that I close my ears from hearing their cries. Pasuk ches, the ered, and I will go down lahatzilo to save the Jews miyad Mitzrayim uhaloso min haaretz ahi al eretz tova rechava al eretz zayis zavas chal v'davash. I will take them out of this land and bring them to a good and expansive land, a land of milk and honey, al makom haKenani chiti haMori prizi v'chiva yevusi, where all these different nations live. Pasuk tes va'ata anel hinei tzakas b'nei Yisrael baz oilai. The cries of the Jews have come to me. Gam ra'isi es halachat, and I saw the pressure asher Mitzrayim lochatzim asam. That Mitzrim are pressuring the Jews. Pasuk Yud. Ve'ata, and now, Cha, go. Vashalacha, Cha, El Paro. I will send you to Paro. Vahutzi es ami, b'nei Yisrael, Mitzrayim. And you will take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Rashi, Pasuk Yud. Ve'ata, Lacha, Vashalacha, as Paro. Paro, I send you to Paro. Vimitomer, Matoil. What function will you do by going to Paro? Vahutzi es ami. Yo'il dvarecha, v'totzi amisham. Your words will have an effect. And you'll bring them out from there. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer Moshe El Halokim. Mi Anochi Hu Amai Ki Elecha Paro Tzikor Paro Vchi Otzi Es Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Am I able to take out the Jews from Mitzrayim? Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph. Mi Anochi. Mi means Ma. What? Ma Ani Chashuv Udaber Im Paro Malachim. Who am I? Or what am I? What significance do I have to speak to the kings? And secondly, Vchi Otzi Es Bnei Yisrael Af Im Chashuv Ani. Even if you think that I'm a Chashuv person. What suchos do the Jews have that they should be taken out through a nace from Mitzrayim? Pasuk Yud Beis Ayomer, Hashem says, Ki ehe ye imach, I will be with you. Zel chaha os, and this is the sign, Ki anachi shalachticha, Botziacha es al me Mitzrayim, Tavun es elokim al harazeh. The sign that I will send to you when you take the Jews out, you're going to serve Hashem on this mountain that you're standing on. Rashi says in Pasuk Yibayz, Vayomar ki eye imach, Hashiva al rishon va'achron achron. Hashem responds to Moshe, the first argument first, and the second argument second. Shemarta, you first said, Mi anochi keilech al paro. You said, who am I? What Hashivas do I have to go to paro? Lo shalcha hi kim mishali. It's not you, it's me. Hashem's chashuv. And he's telling you to go. Ki eye imach, for I will be with you. V'zehamare, and remember, and this will be the thing, the image, Asher re'isa b'sneh, that image that you see will be the sign that I sent you, and you'll also be successful. And I'm actually able to save people. The same way that the thorn bush does its shluchas and doesn't get destroyed, so you, Moshe, will go and do your shluchas and you will not be hurt. That was your first question. And the second question, what's the chosen the Jews have to go to out of Mitzrayim? No, there's a great goal that I have in this Hotzah, this Yitzhiyah. Shari Asidim Lakabator Al Har Hazeh. Vosof Shalosh Chadashim Shiasim Mitzrayim. Right away, 3 months after leaving Mitzrayim, you're going to be on this mountain and accepting the Torah. Dovar Acher. Kiyeh Imoch. And this, so this is referring to shetatzliach b'shluchecha, the fact that you will be successful in your shluchos l'chaha os al haftach acher shani ma'avtichacha will be a sign and a guarantee for another haftach which I'll give you. K'shetotziyam b'mitzrayim, when you take him out of Mitzrayim, ta'adun osi al har hazeh, you will serve me on this mountain. Shetikavlu haTorah alav hazachus ha'medes l'Yisrael, and that will be the merit which will allow the Jews to stand. So Rashi now brings a proof. According to the second understanding, even though Hashem did not guarantee the shlichus will be successful, Hashem said from the fact that a future event will happen will be a guarantee that this event, the shlichus, the message that is being sent now, will be successful too. The dugmas lashon zeh matzinu, we have a parallel in Tanakh from this idea. Bezelcha ha'os achol hashana sefiach. And Yeshayahu talks about, Rashi explains, the mapal sancherev, the destruction of sancherev, tiel achol ha'os will be a sign for you. It will be a sign for you on another haftacha. Right now, the land is full of destructive. It's destroyed and there's no fruit. But I will bless even the outgrowths that are not planted initially. They will be blessed too. And that is a sign for the destruction of Sancheriv, which will happen earlier. So Rashi, in the first understanding, explains that the word dizeh is referring to the sneh itself is a sign that the shlichos of Moshe will be successful. And in the second understanding of Rashi, the word zeh is referring to the fact that Moshe will be successful will be a sign for another future event, that of Har Sinai. Moshe says to Hashem, Hinei anochi ba'al el b'nei Yisrael. Behold, I will go to the Jews. V'amarti lahem. And they'll tell me. And I will tell them. Elkei avoseichem shalachani aleichem. The God your father sent me before you. But they'll tell me, Mashmox, what's his name? Ma Omar Aleichem. What shall I tell them? Asks Moshe. Pasuk Yudalit. Vayomer Elokim Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Eke Asher Eke. That is the word. Those are the words that you should say. Vayomer, and Hashem explains, Kos Omar Levnei Yisrael. This is what you should say to the Jews. Eke Shulchan Yalechem. Hashem's name Eke sent me before you. Rashi explains in Pasuk Yudalit, Eke Asher Eke. Eke imahem be'es b'tzarazu. I will be with you. I'll be with you in this tzar. Asher ehaya imam b'shivat Hashar Malchus. I'll be with you also in the future, Galios. Amar l'fana of Ribono Shel Moshe says, Tashem, Hashem, mani maskulem tzaracheres. Why should I mention also other sorrows that they're going to have? Dayan b'tzarazo. Just tell them this, only that they have one sar. Amar lo, yafi marta, yes, that's correct. Kol sonar, say, eke, b'na eke, asher eke. Pasuk, Tesvav, Vayomer, Ode, Elkim and Moshe. Hashem again says to Moshe, Kosmar al B'nai Yisrael, so say to the Jews, Hashem, Elkei Avoseichem, Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Velohei, Kei Yaakov, Hashem, the God of your fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shulchan Aleichem, sent me before you, Zesh Shemi Le'olam, this is my name forever, Zezechri Le'dor Dor, and this is my remembrance for each generation. Rashi explains what is the repetition of these two phrases, Shmi and Zechri, Zeshmi Le'olam, Chasr Vav. The word Le'olam is missing above, Lomar Helimehu Shlo Yikarei Kichsavo. It should be hidden, the name should be hidden, that you should not read it as it's written. Zeshri, Lindo Hech Nekra. Hashem teaches Moshe how to pronounce it, Lachin David Ho'omer, Hashem Shemcha Le'olam, Hashem Zechcha, Hodor Vador.